Mark Rounds, City Administrator, Lexington.
All right, Mark, we had a city council meeting last night. There were a few areas discussed, but some of the more important areas that I would like to touch on today, I guess we will get the kind of the questionary one out of the way right now. The police chief, there's not actually a police chief right now. You have an acting chief, Mr. Mark Lamphere. Where are we going from here? What are the steps that are going to be taken to go ahead and get a chief of police back in that position?
Okay, yeah, our former police chief's been gone for some time now, and we have a by ordinance we have a police board that I am a actual member of, and the mayor pro tem, and then there's about five other folks. So we're going to get a meeting together here, probably, hopefully before Christmas, set up the process by which we select a new chief, probably, you know, advertise. And, you know, just get everything lined up so we can, you know, we can get the very best candidates to respond to our needs and see whether we can get somebody in here, hopefully within the next 60 to 90 days.
Very good. And I'm sorry, do you know how long the actual chief has been gone?
Well, I would say probably around 2 months, roughly, since he's departed, and Mark Lamphere's been in the acting position. So it's been about 2 months since all this has come down.
Very good. Okay. All right. Now we're going to move on to a few very interesting and very good areas for Lexington. We've got a group coming in called People to People. Tell our listeners a little bit about what they are and what they do.
Well, you know me by now, Ashley. I get pretty excited about this stuff and this economic development. But People to People International, they're an international, obviously an international group that just has a tremendous mission of going to different countries, working with youth, et cetera, just great things. And we have the luxury, if not the exciting opportunity, to host them for their annual meeting, their annual board meeting. It'll be January 31st, and Wentworth Military Academy has been so kind to partner with us on letting us utilize their honor hall as the meeting place, and we'll also have a reception for them. So we're just thrilled, you know. This goes right along with our partnership with the Zimmer Group, Troy Nash out of Kansas City, that's, you know, basically interjecting us into the economic development world and trying to bring in folks that, you know, can see what we have here in Lexington and really be a part of our partnership program in the future. So we're just going to give them the very best Lexington can offer.
Absolutely. That sounds wonderful. Along the same lines of the economic development, we'll see another study coming in, the motel feasibility study.
Well, that's right along the alley that I was talking about, and we're thrilled to death. The Cobblestone folks have come to us and asked us to look at a feasibility study to Cobblestone hotels. And what they want to do is their process is real simple, that we put up the money for a feasibility study, which basically just gives us the basic criteria. Do you need a motel? How big a motel would you need? And where do you put it, et cetera, et cetera? And then we come back to them and say, you know, this has come back as a need. And then they come back and they get the investors and they start building. So this falls right in line with, you know, the whole climate of positive economic development for the city of Lexington in the region. So we're just thrilled to death, and actually couldn't move fast enough, but we anticipate hopefully getting that done and back by hopefully mid-February, and then we'll move on fast from there. So, you know, good things are happening here in Lexington.
Absolutely. Y'all are chugging along pretty quick.
Trying.
Yeah, I think you're getting there. Now, we're going to kind of touch base a little bit on the water tower project. What phases are we in, and what have you guys gotten done since the last time we spoke?
Well, that also follows the economic development path as well. We have just completed the substantial completion on the water line out to the water tower site, which as of 2 days ago, I had a meeting with the contractor, and we're finishing up the punch list, so we're closing that out. And we also have a force main in place for the sewer. So what that tells you is that we are ready to start moving forward with building the water tower. And as I've said before, it'll be about an 18-month to two-year process. However, that is a very important piece, if not a building block, for the future development of Lexington in that area. So, once again, as you drive down 224 in the future, you'll see a water tower begin to come into place, and hopefully that'll signify that Lexington's on the move.
Very good. Like I said, y'all are moving along just fine. And to show that, your guys' sales tax is up the most it's been for the first time in 7 years.
Yes, and you know, I'm so excited about that, because being here a year and a half and not knowing, coming from Oklahoma, you know, seeing a different climate down there, the taxes here have picked up, and I guess what I would say is anytime you see income or sales tax increase in 7 years, that tells you there's a trend, there's a pattern, and that means that, you know, our small businesses are working hard, and that means our entrepreneurship program is going to be just fit right in that whole process. But yes, it's exciting because the sales tax is up for the first time, the highest it's ever been in 7 years. But also with that is our transportation tax is the highest it's ever been, and that's what basically feeds our budget to fix our roads, you know, and build sidewalks and all that sort of thing. So we're just thrilled about that. And the Transportation Committee couldn't be any happier. They're the oversight committee that takes care of that. And I just talked to the chairman this morning, and he's just like, this is unbelievable. We're so thrilled. And by the way, it's budget time planning. So couldn't be better planning. Couldn't be better timing.
Absolutely. All right, Mark, is there anything else that you'd like to let listeners know about last night's meeting?
Actually, it was long. It was, you know, it was one of those meetings where you basically had a lot of good things happening. So as you can tell by my enthusiasm, it's really good to share these kind of things with the people and let them know, let anybody know, come to Lexington, shop here, enjoy the quality of life we're trying to provide, and there are great things happening. And as the mayor always says, legendary Lexington, come see us.